today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
For those that don't feel like they need God, they casual right now. They casual. But when you get desperate in your soul, the spirit of Jeremiah will rest on you. And you won't play with it, especially when you're suffering. Father, I need you to help me. He says, if you call on Father, heal me, he will heal you. And if you say, Lord, save me, he will save. Because God is our praise.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Spectrum of Trauma. Today, Bishop will be teaching from James chapter 5, verses 13 through 16.
James chapter 5, verse 13. And the word of the Lord reads like this, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick. Lord will raise him up. I said, and the Lord will raise him up. I said, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another. Look at the word, that you may be what? Healed. This morning at 8 o'clock, we ministered I Am Healed from the series Push. Today at 11, I need to deal with the spectrum of trauma. If anyone is suffering, or if anyone is sick, healing is the children's bread. And I decree healing over your life. In Jesus' name. Father, thank you for the entire spectrum of healing, which means our needs aren't the same. Our trauma isn't the same. But there is a cure for trauma. It is the same. And it comes from you, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for the healing virtue being released. For the solution to our pain and problems, for the blood that was shed on Calvary, for the cross. Thank you, Jesus, for not taking the wine and the myrrh to dull your senses, but you paid the price for us all. And thank you, Lord, for that release from God that manifests in healing to the body of Christ and to those who need healing in particular. Help me to release the word of the Lord in this moment. I do it with faith, unflinchingly, without fear, knowing that you're well able to perform what you say you would do. So we put our confidence in you, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Clap those hands and give him the glory. Come on, like you believe God can heal. And the Lord will raise him up. I said, and the Lord will raise him up. Not me, and the Lord will raise him up. And it doesn't matter where you are in your life, God can raise you up. And he will raise you up. I bless you in the name of the Lord. Thank you, sir. This week I come out of Charlottesville, Virginia, a wonderful place there. And the Lord met us there We had a great time. The church sits on a river, the river that encircles Charlottesville. I believe the University of Virginia is there as well. It is a place a few years ago where neo-Nazis and Jews almost clashed together. And thank God there was no war, but I believe someone was killed. This is during the reign of President Trump. I didn't recognize it until I was leaving the city. A beautiful valley. It's in the valley, and as you come over the hill, you can see it. Wonderful thing. But the church is on a river, and they kayak from that church into the river, and they have canoes, and they fish, some of the best fish around. But it was a beautiful thing to see and to be there. And I believe the Lord spoke to me, "Ho, everyone that thirsts, come to the river." The church is in a prime place. Not only is God moving by His Spirit and by His power, but you're sitting in a prophetic zone because the church is planted by the river. And I realize that the Spirit of God is a river, and the Word of God is the soil. And if we can get our roots into the soil and they flow toward the river, healing may take place in our lives. Though our church may not be planted directly by the river, it is by the river. And there is a flowing stream, glory to God. There's a stream that's flowing from the fountain of God, and it heals everything along the way. I've tasted and I know that for every broken heart, there is healing in Jesus' name. I want you to believe that God is going to heal you.
Yes.
Say, I am healed.
I am healed.
I am healed. And so the half-brother of Jesus speaks to us. A man who did not recognize Jesus as the Son of God, because he was his brother, his biological brother, the man that writes to us in the book of James. He didn't really come to know, and I'm telling you, the Son of God is in his house, but he doesn't recognize him because he's still looking at pedigree. Many of us could be right around the best thing ever, and we're looking outside of it, and don't know what's in us or around us until it's gone. Jesus stood on the hilltop and looked at Jerusalem and wept. You know why he cried? He said, "You missed your visitation. I was here all this time ready to heal and deliver, and you're still looking for something else to come." And I'm here to tell you, we're not going to miss the visitation of the Lord. He is in the midst of us even now, and we're going to get ourselves together. Give him praise and access healing today. James didn't recognize him until after he was resurrected. And many theologians and historians say that Jesus, when he was resurrected, visited his brother James personally. And in his resurrected state, he opened up his mind to who was around him all of the time. They believe that James was so moved when he really saw Jesus for who he is that he fell on his knees. And he stayed there for months. He wouldn't do anything else. He stayed there until he crippled himself. He was so moved that he fell on his knees and stayed there until his knees became flat like a camel. He crippled himself. That when he finally stood, he could not straighten them out. So when he preached, he was walking around like this. Many times we go to preachers who fine and who's got it all together, but God is using broken vessels today. God is using people who aren't perfect. And I know you want the people that you gravitate to always have it together, but God is using people who are crippled and spavined because he wants his glory to be seen. Glory to God. Get yourself together. Stop looking for perfection and search for the anointing, because it is the anointing that destroys the yoke. It is the anointing that takes demons and make them flee. It is the anointing that can cause sickness, hallelujah, to get out of your body and health come to your body. It is the anointing that destroys the yoke. It is the anointing that builds up and the devil can't tear down. It is the anointing that causes the wind to blow when you're really dry. And it is the anointing that will cause your sand and your dryness to become a spring, a wellspring. Glory to God. Even an oasis in the midst of the desert. And if you'll give him praise, he'll let that anointing flow into your life and change you around. God is going to heal you. God is going to deliver you. God is going to set you free. You step into a no-fly zone for the devil, and God is going to give you lift. Can somebody say amen? What's wrong with you? I said God is going to heal you. Why wouldn't you access that by faith? Ooh. God is about to heal you. Can he straighten it out? Is there anything too hard for God? Glory to God. There's nothing too hard for God. It may be hard for man, but it's not too hard for God. God can fix your family. He can fix your faith, and he can fix your finances. And he's going to heal your body. Open up your mouth and release glory. Hallelujah. Y'all can't feel it? This is the atmosphere for miracles. It's expectation. Glory to God. Father, charge the atmosphere with faith. Father, charge the atmosphere with faith. Let faith rise. God can do anything. You can't do it, but God can do it. Put your confidence in God. God don't have to wait late in the midnight hour. God can turn it around now. So charge the atmosphere. Thank you, God. I come against fear in Jesus' name. Don't tell me God can't do it. I've seen him do it too many times. Help me, somebody. I'm looking for a miracle. I feel the what? I can believe the impossible. The sky is the limit. I said the sky is the limit to what I can have. Thank you, God. And if God says it, I can access it. He stayed on his knees until things shifted. And that's why he can say, is any among you? Thank you, Lord. Is anyone among you suffering? Ah, Jesus. And is there anybody in this room suffering? I'm saying inside of you, you're suffering. Can't really talk about it, but suffering, bleeding from the inside out. Is anyone suffering? He says, before you call your preacher, I need you to pray. This is where we miss people. This is where we miss it, because you want me to pray. I'm going to pray and God is going to answer my prayers. But he wants you to call on his name. We found out in Jeremiah 17 that when Jeremiah prays, he don't pray like us. Father, in the name of Jesus, please help me. Please touch me. Please do what you say you were going to do. Jeremiah, he doesn't do that. He is called the weeping prophet. And the spirit of Jeremiah is settling on our church. The spirit of Jeremiah to weep while you ask for it. Father! If you're desperate, you got to call on him. Father! Father!
pride, woman. Get rid of the pride, man. I need God to move in my life. God! My God, help me! For those that don't feel like they need God, they're casual right now. They're casual. But when you get desperate in your soul, the spirit of Jeremiah will rest on you. And you won't play with it, especially when you're suffering. Father, I need you to help me. He says, if you call on Father, heal me, he will heal you. And if you say, Lord, save me, he will save. Because God is our praise. Not what he does. God is your praise. He has the power to give you healing, to release healing in your life. And he wants to praise before he does it. You better praise him, man. Praise him, man. God can deliver. God can set free. God can turn it around. This whole region is about to be shaken. The whole region is about to be shaken. The airbender is coming to Brevard through this gate. You're going to see him move by his spirit and by his power. Thank you, Lord. If you're suffering, just start calling on his name. Now, if you're cheerful, go ahead and sing your song. While you sitting down, worship is going on. If everything is going right, sing song. But if I'm suffering, you can't look down on me because I'm crying out. The suffering and the cheerful should be in the same house. Not everybody's healed and everybody's risen. No, I'm suffering, but I'm in the house with the cheerful. And sometimes the cheerful needs to pour into the suffering. If you got it going on, don't look at me weird. Because life has a way of switching things. Thank you, Lord. When I looked at the Greek of suffering, it says, not only is it suffering, but it's affliction. Thank you, Lord. Affliction. Or those who are going through hardships, whether that is in a relationship or financially or in your body, you're suffering, undergoing hardship. But then he shifts it in verse 14. Verse 13, he says, if you're suffering, then you need to pray. He then comes into verse 14, and he'll put it on the screen in a moment. Is anyone among you sick? And here the Greek is different from suffering. Here the Greek is saying sickness means you're feeble. You're feeble. Not only that, but it also covers a larger spectrum here. It is the one that are diseased. And let's start with dis-ease. And then move into the disease. The dis-ease, in other words, there's a problem with the way you think about things. And there's no peace in your mind. You feel like you always have to be on the go. And I want to speak peace to that storm in you. Thank you, Lord. And no matter how good it is, it's never good enough. That's dis-ease. And it opens a gate for disease. Today, we're going to close the door and the gate of dis-ease so disease won't manifest. I want to say it again. We must close the gate of dis-ease in your mind because it will open the door for disease to manifest. Thank you, God. Solomon said, surely there's an end, but your expectation will not be disappointed. He also says that when snow comes in the summer, it's not right. Just like honor should not go to a fool. That's right. That's In America, we want to give everybody the thumbs up. Even on Facebook, if it's foolish, we say, oh yeah, go for it. But the Bible says it's not fitting. Honor is never fitted for a fool. Stop giving foolish stuff your thumbs up. It says, like a sparrow flies and flees, as it will not land until you put a limb out there. So the curse doesn't come to us causeless. Which simply means if you put a limb out there, curses that should be flying past you will land on your limbs. Thank you, Lord. Today, we're going to cut the limb of disease so the curse won't land and feel like it can stay in your house. We can get rid of it and ask God to give us peace. Come on, Isaiah, I hear him. He said, and thou shalt keep him in perfect peace. Whose mind? Notice your peace is tied to the way you think. If I wanted to manipulate your behavior, all I got to do is manipulate your thoughts. Once I can tweak your thoughts, I can change your behavior. I can alter it to bend to me. Thank you, Lord. And disease is manipulation of the enemy. He wants to get inside of your mind to mess it up. And you, oh, I'm okay. I'm okay. No, you're not okay if your mind isn't stayed on him. Thank you, Lord. But I speak peace to the storm. Amen. And I want you to come out of the bow of the boat. You are the body of Christ. And the body of Christ is laying dormant in the bottom of the boat, but I arouse you in the name of the Lord to come out of the body of the boat and get in your rightful place. Stop laying down when you should be standing up. Body of Christ, and face your storm and speak peace to it. I'm arousing the body. You've been sleeping too long when you should be standing. Yes. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And as you get to that rightful place in the body, standing up, not sleep, yes. You can speak to the storm and it will obey. Yes. Glory to God. I see you when you're upset, but I can't see you when it's time to praise. I can see you when you want to critique, but I can't see you when it's time to mend. I need you aroused now in the midst of your storm so you can believe that God can do anything but fail. The body is not supposed to speak the storm while laying dormant. You must be aroused. What are you talking about, man? The Bible says Jesus took his disciples. They were in the midst of a storm, but he was sleeping in the bottom of the boat. And they aroused him. And he got up and he spoke to the storm. You are the body of Christ laying down. Thank you, Lord. God is waking you up so you can face the storm. Thank you, Lord. Not only is that word sick, it is also diseased or impotent. Impotent folk. Look at the spectrum now. Feeble, diseased, impotent. Glory to God, without strength, even powerless. Another word for enfeebling is spavined, having no strength at all and having no order or structure at all. Weakened, flawed, that's what this sick here means. And there's a broad spectrum of trauma that causes these things. Not only is God going to heal, but the power is present to deal with the cause of the sickness or the disease. I decree and declare that God is going to go back to trauma that occurred, which causes our behavior to shift, or we're searching for something to mend it. You don't have to go back in your memories to get anything from God. He wants to redeem it. He wants to redeem it. He wants to redeem it and heal your memory. So you can function now. Nothing that's for you should resemble anything from your past. Thank you, Lord. He makes all things new.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, The Spectrum of Trauma, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2310-0811. That's reference number 2310-0811.
It is Pastor Appreciation Month, and we encourage you to take this month to honor our shepherd, Bishop Merton L. Clark, our dedicated pastor, teacher, and mentor. All cards and acts of kindness are welcome. Sow some love on our website, truthrevealed.org, or the Truth Revealed mobile app. Cash App is also available at Truth Revealed 2. Checks should be payable to Truth Revealed and indicate Bishop Merton Clark on the memo line.
Abishai Inspired Men, join Bishop Clark and Trim Nation Men for Men's Fellowship at the American Legion Post 191. 2422 South Harbor City Boulevard in Millburn on Saturday, October 14th at 9 a.m. Connect with the AIM Facebook group for more information or email aim@truthrevealed.org.
Ladies, you are encouraged to wear pink and join special guest Pastor Sabrina for the Faith Never Fails service presented by the Cocoa District Women Discipleship on Sunday, October 15th at 4 p.m. at Sharps Church of God. Email sharpscog@gmail.com for more information. Women's Sunday School is still on every Sunday at 10 a.m., so make sure to join Pastor Sabrina in the sanctuary.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Thank you.